Churches today are in desperate need of revival. The fact that so few of them recognize this only bears witness to the urgency of the need. While we may congratulate ourselves for the relative stability of our own church, the many new congregations that have been started are those that continue growing to megachurch status. The evidence in our culture and society strongly suggests that our growth is more superficial than serious. And the superficiality of the churches reflects the superficiality of our own lives. We need to be revived if our churches are ever going to be renewed, and prayer and pleading with God is the way to revival. The communities of the land continue to flounder in the snares of moral, cultural, and social relativism. Millions of people have yet to hear the good news of the kingdom of God. Men and women, young and old, are lost, confused, and searching for the kind of hope and purpose in life that only the gospel can provide. But the churches have retreated from their mandate to make all the nations disciples. Instead of reaching out by every means and every season, penetrating every nook, cranny, and corner of our local communities with the love and truth of the gospel, we have huddled together against the darkening night of postmodern relativism and cultural decline, and we are pursuing a faith of personal peace and happiness. At this, the world's desperate moment, we and our churches have decided, rather than go to our communities with the love and truth of the gospel of the kingdom, to let the world find its way to us or not.